The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As they led Jesus away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never gave suck.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. The Gospel of the Lord. The way of the cross, something that we do so regularly throughout Lent, maybe even on Fridays throughout the year, but perhaps something that we don't sit with for long enough to dive deeply into the moments of what happened step by step and station by station. On the one hand, we have the accounts of the Gospels, which bring to us Simon of Cyrene and his sons Alexander and Rufus, as well as the wailing women of Jerusalem. On the other hand, we have the ancient custom of the various stations of the cross, including the tradition of Jesus's three falls and Veronica's wiping of Jesus's face. Through it all, though, we have these sacred moments that reveal something of the Sacred Heart. Just look at Simon of Cyrene. He is seized and compelled to take up the cross. It's not his choice at first, but he accompanies Jesus, and we can wonder over how he was affected or not by Christ's supreme dignity and his incredible holiness. In the ancient Christian tradition, his sons Alexander and Rufus became missionary disciples, Rufus possibly even being referred to by St. Paul. And in the Eastern Church, even Simon is venerated as a saint. Just imagine what it would have been like when Simon, Alexander, and Rufus saw Jesus speaking to the wailing women. Here's a man who has been flogged nearly to death, who has lost an incredible amount of blood, which means that he's also remarkably dehydrated, who has been mocked repeatedly, and who is on his way to be crucified and killed. Here is this man, and when he sees these women, we see compassion. He is compassionate toward them, encouraging them to turn their gaze toward the future. Encountering that sort of man, it's no wonder that Alexander, Rufus, and possibly Simon were transformed by the deep love that was welling up and flowing out of the Sacred Heart. What about us, though? How does this transform us? How do Christ's words, his demeanor, and the movements of his Sacred Heart change our hearts to be made like unto his? The first thing is that it should elicit a sense of compassion within us. For when we are plagued by troubles, when we suffer in life, when we struggle with sickness, when we watch our family or friends in pain, how do we normally respond? With impatience or with compassion? Christ's example of compassion, patience, generosity, and zeal should lead us to reflect on how we interact with others when we struggle, and how the Christ-like approach is a better means to save souls, both ours and others. The second thing is that it should lead us to take refuge in the intercession of the saints. Commenting on the wailing women, St. Bede says, "It is said to the mountains and hills, fall upon us and cover us, because all who are mindful of their own weakness, when the crisis of their temptations breaks upon them, have sought to be protected by the example, precept, and prayers of certain high and saintly men." Here he's building on the biblical tradition of running to the caves in the time of turmoil. Just think of David, Elijah, and the Maccabees. All of them sought the refuge of the Lord in caves, a place of stone that would protect them. And here St. Bede builds on that and develops it, for the caves are not actually just simple stones, but the lives of the saints and their intercession. Precisely when the world seems like it's falling apart all around us, or it's like it's falling down all upon us, we should turn to the intercession of the saints and take refuge under their prayers and seek to imitate their virtues. They are solid in Christ. And in this way, we can grow in Christ-like compassion, patience, generosity, and zeal. In other words, carrying Christ's cross in our own lives can profoundly affect both the way we imitate Christ and our reliance upon the saints, and our entrusting of ourselves to his grace and their intercession. Lord Jesus Christ, you who exercised great compassion on the wailing women, and even in your agony and passion sought for their salvation, we come to adore you, Jesus. Please help us to imitate your virtues and turn away from selfishness and littleness, and rather to live with great compassion, patience, generosity, and zeal. Please be generous in your love for us, and through your grace and the intercession of the saints, may we too carry our crosses safely through this life and arrive resurrected by your side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.